This program originally aired in 1992.
Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. My guest today is Trudy Pitts, a wonderfully talented musician. She hails from Philadelphia, and she could certainly be called a Renaissance woman since she is so skilled in many, many ways. She's an organist, arranger, pianist, composer, teacher, and singer. Now, which of all these things are you going to do? Trudy, teach me something.
Oh, no, Marion. I would love to be taught by you. I've been listening to you with admiration for a long time, and it's such a pleasure to finally be here together to do some things musically. Today, we've got to limit it to maybe a couple of things. I'm a great talker. You should have put talker down there, too.
But. Oh, yes. Well, that I knew, because from when I first met you.
Yes.
Now, I'm trying to think, did I meet you in Philly, in a club there with your husband, Bill?
I don't believe we met in Philly. I believe it was when there was a point when we were on the road almost constantly. And we ran into each other in a few places out there. And the one that sticks in my mind so much with a lot of love is in Rochester, New York, when I believe you and your trio were working at a place called the Round Towner.
Right.
And Mr. C and I were working that well-known organ room at that time. This is going back into, what, the 70s?
Early 70s,
I think,
yes.
So.
And we would
call
get through.
The Pithod.
Right.
Yes.
We would get through at our gig and come over.
And then we would come over and see you. And it was just marvelous. I enjoyed you so much at that time. Really have been one of my idols. And the fact that I'm here today with you today is an honor.
Well, I'm really so happy to have you here, Trudy. And
Thank
you know
you.
What would be nice if you would just start right out and play something.
Okay, I will.
What are we going to do?
Well, let's see. What have we decided to do first?
Stolen Moments?
Stolen Moments. Yes, Oliver Nelson. I think we'll start with that because
okay.
It's kind of dramatic and so much beauty in it. Let's just go with it.
Okay.
Okay.
I see what you mean by a dramatic piece. And you really turned that into something.
Yeah. I like to use that as a vehicle to do a lot of things. I hear so much. I hear the whole orchestra on that composition for some reason. I've just listened to it so much with all of the original recording with Oliver Nelson. And I just groove to it. No matter how many times I hear it. And each time I hear it, more things come of it, more sounds, the brass, the reeds. It's a marvelous composition.
It's funny, I hear a little Coltrane in your playing. How
yes.
about playing another tune for us?
Okay. I would certainly love to play another.
What would you like to do this time?
Okay, I would like to do a tune that carries me back to my childhood in church, Marion. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Boy, you're somebody who really loves to play.
I do.
You know, you just some people, they play, they sit at the piano very stiffly, and they, you know, play beautifully but don't move. I mean, you're somebody that it's fun to watch you play.
It's about emotion. It's about feeling. It's about, that is so why it's so difficult to do one of the things I'm trying to do now at the University of the Arts in Philadelphia is to, I've just joined the staff there in the music department, jazz music department last September.
Great.
And what's being ushered my way, Marion, is very advanced classical students who are interested now, thankfully, in learning to play jazz. They're getting it. They're listening to Keith Jarrett. They're listening to the modernists, especially, because a lot of them have gone through that modern period of the classical music. But one of the hardest things to do is to give them emotion. And I don't know whether you can ever give them that, but you've got to try, and you've got to take the chains of strictness off of their brains and let them
that's
know about freedom. And
why?
That's really, what can I tell you, you go through. The people that would open my door while I'm doing it, they'd think I'm crazy. I'm doing all kind of body movements. I'm telling stories about Little Red Riding Hood.
Well, you know, I always
heard. I'm just trying to reach their heads and open it.
Well, and also they're so stuck on playing what's in front of them. I've always found to get them to say, don't you have a tune in your head that you could play on the piano without the music? Oh, no, I can't.
Yes.
You know,
I have to try to get that fear out of them.
Yeah,
and I've done pretty
fear,
good with them kids,
because
I have a lot of fun with them. I try to approach it so that they have fun, because if they don't enjoy it, as difficult as it is, they'll drop out. So you have to make it fun as well.
Absolutely.
As educational.
Let's us try and do a duet.
Let's go.
Do a duet.
Yes, ma'am.
You picked out a good tune, which I love to play, but haven't played for ages, so it'd be nice to see how this turns out.
Okay.
When I Wish Upon a Star, is that good for us?
That's magnificent. I love this music that come out of the Walt Disney workshops. You know, someday my prince will come, etc. Let's go for it.
Okay.
Kick it off.
That's fun. And,
yeah, that was wonderful.
And we finished together, moreover.
Yeah, even not knowing what we were going to do with the tag.
Well, those
marvelous
things always sort of happen.
That's
by,
jazz.
By themselves. We mentioned before when we were talking, doing that really nice, lovely piece by Thad Jones.
Ooh, and it's a gem.
And it's so beautiful, and I bet you will just really do it justice.
That is just a gem. In its simplicity, it's a gem.
A child is born.
A child is born.
Okay.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.